Erev in Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav 6:6. We're now going to return to the halachas of Erev Chatzeros. And as you said already before, the idea is if you have multiple residents that share a common space, the Chatzer, for example, the courtyard, then they each need to contribute to the Erev. The question is, what defines multiple residents? So our Mishnah will set up a very unusual case. The case is that you've got a single structure, a big hall, and in that hall you have, for argument's sake, five different families living, each with their own separate access point to the chatzer, but not necessarily definitive walls that are dividing between each of the five families. So they're kind of living in like in a basketball court or something like that, with five exits. So the question is, will you need to give each of the separate families give a separate matzah, for example, to the Erev, or will one matzah for the whole building be sufficient since they're all living together in the same building? That's the gist of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says inside in more detail, Chamesh chaburos sheshavsu betraklin echad. You have five groups, let's call them five families, for argument's sake, sheshavsu, that are spending Shabbos betraklin echad in a single hall. A traklin really is like a large kind of royal hall. In my mind, I've got the Great Hall of the Doge's Palace over there in Venice. If you haven't seen that, put on your list of things you should see one time. And you can think of just a basketball court where people are taking refuge, say, you know, in the wake of a hurricane or something like that. So you got all these families living in the hall. Each has their separate access to the chatzer, but they've set up, because, you know, they've set up kind of makeshift partitions between the five families. And the essential point here is that those partitions don't reach the ceiling. So they've got sliding partitions, let's say, or whatever, moving partitions, which divide the five groups, but the things that are dividing them don't reach the ceiling all the way. So does that mean that they are like five separate families who need to contribute five separate matzahs for the Erev? Or since they really don't have definitive, formal, sufficient partitions between the five families, they're kind of living together. There's one building, and therefore that one building can give one matzah for all five families. So, Beishame Omrim, Erev, L'chol Chabura v'Chabura. According to Beis Shammai, if you got partitions, they're legal partitions, they're ten tefachim high, they're separated, doesn't matter, they don't touch the ceiling. Each of the five groups are separated, and they have their separate access way to the chatzer, and therefore each one must contribute separately to the Erev for that chatzer. Which would mean, by the way, that not only if they didn't contribute to the Erev, that they couldn't carry from their home, their makeshift home in the basketball court, to the chatzer, but they also couldn't carry within the building itself, within the basketball court, within the hall, from one family's living area to the next, because they're separate separate homes, and they're not mu'rav. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel disagree. Beis Hillel are much more lenient and say, Beis Hillel Umrim, Erev Echad Lakulan, if all you have are these kind of makeshift partitions that don't reach the ceiling, even if those partitions are made of something very permanent, as the Mishnah Berurah Pasuk, even if they're made of stone, etc., it doesn't matter. It doesn't reach the ceiling. It's not a bona fide partition. And that being the case, there are five families living in one residence, and the single residence must give just a single loaf of bread or matzah, whatever it is, to the Erev. Kind of the same way, if you have, I don't know, Shabbos guests in your house, or you have children in your house, you only have to give one loaf, one matzah for the whole home. Okay, Umodim. However, Beis Hillel will agree with Beis Shammai, shemiktsasan shiruin b'chadarim. If you have some of the groups, one of the groups, let's say, who are living in a bona fide room all to itself, which has walls, like regular walls, o ba'alios, or in like higher stories in the building. We translate aliyah usually as attic, typically. But anyway, aliyah means second and even, say, third floor. So the point is those are totally distinct rooms that have complete mechitzas, complete separation, and therefore, even though they're living in the same building, they're considered different residents with different residences, kind of like an apartment building, and therefore each residence must contribute their own separate matzah, whatever it is, to the Erev. Shehen tzrichen Erev l'kol chabura v'chabura. In that case, all those offset units must contribute their own separate bread to the Erev. Okay? Halacha will be like l'kula, like Beis Hillel. If hypothetically you have mechitzas that don't reach the ceiling, then they're one, considered to be one single unit. If they do reach the ceiling, they're considered separate. That's true even if the mechitzas are made, say, of fabric, so they're just, you know, they're not, as long as the wind doesn't blow them over, can't blow them around, that would be sufficient to divide them into two separate residences that would require two separate contributions to the Erev.